Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Mate, you mentioned Brighton Kelly. I like Brighton Kelly. He's a good footballer. But the best player in that side by a mile, mate. The guy you can't count on every time he grabs hold of the ball. I reckon 90, 95% of his kicks hit a target. He slices them up. He dices them up. He runs rings around them. Caleb Daniel. God, he's good. That kid is fantastic. And whatever they're paying him's not enough.
I wonder whether he agrees. I wonder whether he agrees. That was a caller from earlier on this afternoon on Dwayne's show. Dwayne Russell, Dwayne's World. Of course, he's talking about Caleb Daniel. And they don't win the game of footy last night without him. There are a couple of others who they can lean on as well. But gee whiz, he's having a good season. You've been a rap for him for a while, Robert. I know you have, and he's been good enough to join us after one of the really tense and exciting finishes to a game of footy we've seen this year. Caleb, thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So do you agree with that caller that we had into... I'm sure you will. That A, you are the best player at the football club, and B, that you're not getting paid enough. They need to pay you more.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can agree 100%, but it's nice to have that sort of comment said about you. I'm sure there's a couple of other players that can throw their hand in that ring, for sure.
In terms of belonging and finding your feet and finding your spot, this position that you've now made your own, when was that first discussed with you, and did it come to you pretty naturally, pretty quickly?
It was discussed probably the back end of 2018 season, I guess. I suppose I spent probably a month there at the back end of the season. We had a couple of injuries and different things like that. So it was sort of just an in-game thing that they threw to, and it ended up working out that particular week, and then they sort of stuck with it for the following three, and then throughout that sort of 2019 preseason and some of last year, I was playing that role as well. So I think it came a little bit naturally. I was able to sort of read the play, and you've always got the game in front of you as a halfback flanker, which is nice, and you can sort of read where the game's going to go. So in that sense, it did come a little bit naturally, but obviously being someone that's a little bit shorter in stature and things like that, it's different for someone to play there, I guess.
Well, it's a very, very important position on the field. There's no doubt about that. Is it the most difficult?
Extremely.
Well, that's up for debate, but it's very, very difficult. Caleb, can I ask you about your evolution in the role? You mentioned it there that when you were first, not sent back, but when you took on the role on that halfback flank, opposition sides were trying to drag you deep into the goal square. And more recently, you can see that sides are putting a bit of time into you to stop your offensive influence. Is that something you've had to sort of navigate your way through?
I suppose, obviously, you get caught deeper and on bigger opponents occasionally, and different things like that. I think we've got a really good backline group who are really supportive of each other and look to help in the air and on the ground as much as they can. So that's great. And as long as you're vocal and different things like that, sometimes you're always going to get caught out and have that chance against a bigger opponent that you've got to take on. And whether that be in the goal square or up the ground a little bit further, it's just you got to make the best of what you can and the situation, and then I suppose getting ran with a little bit, it's a hard position to be in as a sort of outside, I guess, player when you're playing on the wings or halfback or whatever it may be, because you don't really have that access at the footy. So, it's just trying different roles and different things, trying to free up a couple of other guys and all that sort of stuff, whatever's better for the team. So if I'm getting someone running with me, it's going to free up a couple of other pretty damaging players that we've got along the halfback flank.
So just on that point, when you do get caught on the bigger blokes, can you just tell me, when you see that vision of you and Ruffy at the top of the square at the MCG, the long ball comes in and Jared takes the marker, do you get a giggle out of that, Caleb? Is that something that, because we do, we love that one-on-one. Do you get a laugh out of that nowadays?
I didn't laugh.
I know you didn't, but now that it's done and dusted and we've moved on and we're looking forward, not back, is that something you get a bit of a giggle out of or not?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like I said, you got to try and make make best and do whatever you can to bring the ball to ground and win that sort of one-on-one, I guess. But if you get caught out and you get beaten, then you get beaten. I'm sure a fair few players have been beaten by Jared Ruffhead in their time one-on-one. So, it was pretty funny. We had a little giggle after the game and chat like that. So, it's always good fun.
Hey, Caleb, what was the most pleasing thing about last night's win from your perspective? Because the Eagles, you know, we know they're a contender. We let one slip against the Cats the week before, but it was also a close win, and they haven't been as sort of often as we would have liked this year. There's been a few close losses.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think we were able to bounce back. I know we had a really good first term against the Cats and then let them get sort of their game plan and their game style going in the last three quarters, and that was pretty disappointing. And we were obviously really disappointed with the outcome against Geelong, and we thought that we had a big chance to win that. So for the boys to come out, I know, you know, yesterday's first quarter, we had a fair bit of a play. We just weren't able to convert and take some of our opportunities and things like that, and we needed to tidy up a few more things. But after, I suppose, quarter time yesterday, it was really the way that we wanted to play. And we played to our strengths and nullified some of the stuff that they were trying to do with the footy and different things like that. So that was pleasing that we were able to do what we set out to do and get the win.
What about Mitch Wallace's season, Caleb?
Yeah, it's been obviously great. I think he's transformed himself into one of the sort of premier sort of mid-small forwards who's a very strong man one-on-one, and anytime we can get the footy into him, into that sort of those positions, and he's able to use his body, he's pretty unstoppable, and he's a lovely set shot for goal, and we like the ball sort of in his hands inside 50.
Speaking of inside 50s, take us out there, and you might have something to add to this, Bob, but we watch the game, you know, on the tally, Caleb, and we know what one of their strengths is, you know, the big boys down back who like sort of picking off intercept marks and all of that sort of stuff. And the number of times you sit there and go, "Why don't kick it to them? Like, what are you kicking it there for?" When you're in the cut and thrust, and you're sort of, as you said, you kind of adjusted after quarter time, but when you're in the heat, how hard is it to keep it away from, you know, Brass and McGovern and Allen when he's down there?
It's extremely difficult. I think they do get the credit that they deserve, but they are very, very good, and they know when their opponents sort of get in irrelevant and probably not going to get the footy and they can chop off and different things like that. I think I put it down Tommy Brass's throat a couple of times last night myself, so I obviously probably didn't read it as well as he was, but yeah, he's a very good defender, and that back line, they're pretty big, and if they get a chance to, you know, come and support their teammates, they're obviously going to do it.
And in that final couple of minutes, she was pretty tense out there. Like, it was, you know, you hit the front, and there was 2.5 minutes to go, and, you know, obviously they want to score, you want to score, there's a chance it's going to be an arm wrestle, you know, to the wire. How big was Timmy English in those last 2 minutes for you, Caleb?
Yeah, he was massive. He's obviously been a really, really strong performer for us throughout the year, and it's been great to see him come on, and he's really, I suppose, taken his overhead marking and contested side to a different level, I guess, which has been great for us as a football club and great for him personally to just get that confidence. So I think yesterday was another step in the right direction. Obviously, he's still such a young man, and he's going to be a superstar in the future. So we're looking, obviously, to fast-track that development, but sometimes, you know, it's going to take a little while. But yesterday was huge, and hopefully it takes a lot of confidence out of those big moments, I guess.
Massive upside for him, mate. It was a terrific game of footy. I know it wasn't full of goals and high scoring, but it was a tight and compelling game. Well done on getting the result. Good luck against the Hawks on Sunday. We wish you all the very best. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good man. Caleb Daniel from the Western Bulldogs. Hey, news, terrible news. I think we knew it was coming. We have all seen enough of them, but Essendon has just confirmed that Irving Mosquito did rupture that ACL yesterday and is going to require a reconstruction.
Gee, that's a shame, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all running downhill and away from them, and yeah, it was just another one of those, just sledgehammer right into the solar plexus. of the Bombers and his upside. And, you know, his future is going to be stalled for a little while as he gets that operation seen to and the rehabilitation done. We'll clear a break. If you've got a view on that Western Bulldogs performance last night, feel free to share at 1300 736 736.